You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner takes us on a field trip this morning to a cemetery in Natchitoches.
Located on 2nd Street in Natchitoches, on a bluff of what was the Red River, is the oldest cemetery in the Louisiana Purchase. What is now called American Cemetery was created as a resting place for the pioneers who established Natchitoches, the oldest town in Louisiana, established in 1714. This cemetery is a jewel, well-maintained, populated with stately ancient oaks, and largely restored. It is the resting place of over 1,400 people, including many early pioneers and later notables as well. The site was the location of the original French fort in the region, Fort Saint-Jean-Baptiste des Natchitoches, St. John the Baptist of Natchitoches. This bluff was the center of French expansion into the Red River Valley, a bastion to keep the Indians and the Spanish at bay. The earliest explorer and commander of the region, Louis Jouquereau de Saint-Denis, is buried somewhere within or very near the confines of the cemetery. His grave was originally in a Roman Catholic church, long since burned. A plaque marks the general location. The tombstones range from tall, majestic obelisks to flat slabs called basals, and from six-foot-tall, almost impossibly thin iron crosses to small, delicately carved monuments portraying cherubs and lambs, the resting place of young children. American Cemetery and nearby Catholic Cemetery truly form the heart of Natchitoches, and through European expansion across northern Louisiana, the heart of our region as well. French occupation, followed by Spanish rule from 1762 to 1800s, brought colonizing families, and many of their descendants remain in our area. The Cane River Creoles built most of the great plantations in this part of the Red River Valley. A visitor will find names of these early pioneering families in American Cemetery, where a walk along its gravel streets and under the stately oaks is a strolling history lesson. Other than Saint Denis, the most important person in the region's past buried in the cemetery is Dr. John Sibley, who was sent to the region by President Thomas Jefferson to make the local Indian tribes into allies and to keep an eye on the Spanish, who deeply distrusted him. Sibley converted a potentially volatile Indian enemy into steadfast friends, ushering in American occupation into Upper Louisiana. His action set the stage for Louisiana to become a state in 1812. Sibley became the first Indian agent to the Caddo Nation. Most of the members of the Prudhomme family are buried in the cemetery. This family of French Creoles were the founders of Oakland Plantation. Their properties and family alliances connected them to most of the great plantations on the Cane River, including Beaufort, Magnolia, Oaklawn, and Cherokee. Also in the cemetery is the grave of Cammy Henry, the owner of Melrose Plantation. Her Southern Writers Project at the plantation between the 1920s and the 1940s became the temporary home for some of the most soon-to-be famous figures in Southern culture, including Lyle Saxon and Francois Mignon. Her papers are in the archives that bear her name at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. There are many other stories to tell about the American Cemetery, but only a leisurely visit to this park-like setting can offer a hint of what it has to offer. This cemetery and others in our region offer tangible proof that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is a history professor at LSU Shreveport and comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:45. History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.